Hi there, yeah, the STD clinic's just down there. This is that you're cleaning. Oh, you're here to clean your ears. I apologize. Yes, hello, please come sit down, sit down. I will just ask you a few questions and then we'll get started right away. I believe you are my 11:30 appointment. Good. And yeah. I've just got a general ear cleaning here. Do you have repeated experience with this? Okay. Right, I will get my gloves on, do an inspection, and we will take it from there, okay? No, it's a quiet day today. We'll have fun looking after you. I just want to assure you, nothing to be worried about. Not gonna do anything without your say so, and obviously because ears are very sensitive. If you need me to stop at any time, I absolutely will, okay? I'll just take a quick Yes, they are very congested. They are very blocked, which I think you're actually gonna present me with a challenge for once. I don't normally have the normal procedure is just hot water into the ear canal, but I have a sneaking suspicion that you are really going to be testing me. I'm just going to spray this solution, okay? Just saline solution. It's salty and in theory it should help break down the fats that are trapped in your ear. How does that feel? Just gonna get a wipe. That's pain to me. Is that sore? No, not sore. Okay. Good. Just gonna see if this brush is gonna make a difference. Well, I think I should congratulate you for having the most stubborn earwax I think I've ever seen before. Anything? Well, I don't think the brush is gonna cut it, so what I am gonna do is get my tweezers. We're gonna try and do this very gently because I know you said that it doesn't hurt, which is good. That is very good. I do not want it to start hurting, so just let's see where I think I just fixed the problem. Now, when I ask you this, I request for you to be as honest as possible. Did you use ear cleaners in your ear and then the cotton became dislodged in your ear? Because I just pulled out a massive wad of cotton. You know how on the boxes there's a big warning that says, do not put in your ears? Yeah, that's. This is the exact scenario why, so I assume that's exactly what's wrong on this side as well. Tell you what, I'm gonna try and fix this ear first, because that did not get all. And then we'll go back. Thank you.
I'm definitely clear to you. I can't see any deeper, you know, gunk or dirt that should affect your hearing, which is good. Like to hear, I'm just going to give you a few more sprays of that solution, because as much as ears are self-cleaning, some ears are not as good at self-cleaning as they should be, so a little bit cold. Rub it in. I've got a bit of, it's not wax build up, but just you know, next time you're in the shower, you're in the bath, just take a bar of soap and rub it on your hands, and then do it on the top of the ear, all on the outside of the ear, not the canal. Do not put anything inside the canal, and that goes for Q-tips or ear cleaners or whatever have you. I've just got this little pump device to dry the earwax, because I will be able to pick out the earwax now that it's dried up. It's just your basic extraction, so nothing to worry about, I promise you. And I've lost my tool. Of course I lose my tools right behind me. Right, this is just a soft, feel that, soft wooden. Okay, I'm just going to use it to carve out the wax that's built up. Unfortunately, for future treatments, the best I can recommend is a hot shower or hot bath to let your ears steam. And then get in a basic tissue and don't place it deep into the ear canal, just against the ear canal, no more, to pick up any wax that may be sitting on the outskirts, okay? That's good. I believe I will now do your other ear to remove it, if I hadn't lost my tool again. I was sitting on it. Okay. Same thing as before, I'm just gonna go in nice and gently. It's a delicate job, it really is. I'm just gonna move my chair closer to you. Alright, that's a lot easier for me to be all up in your business now. I'll just do a very quick check that I've got everything with my trusty tweezers. That's good. I'll do the same thing again, where I'll spray you. So cold spritz. There we go. Just massage it in a little. Do you still have that pain or discomfort, or has it gone now? Just dry you off again, and cold. I don't think it would be very appropriate if I were to go all over you, so I do apologize for how cold. Two maybe. Right back to picking out the wax. Just hold still for me. I'll just rest my hand on your face a little, just to steady the both of us. Oh, that's good. There we go. Going to wipe the excess on the back of my glove, don't worry. This is why we glove up. But you already know that protects the patient as much as it protects the practitioner. Does that feel better? Yeah. I'll just warn you that if this incident were to come again, were to occur again, please do just come straight into the clinic, because blockages can actually lead to incredibly nasty infections, and that's the last thing anyone wants to deal with right now. That's what I can do there. Just checking. This is just a soft brush. I'll take another look just to make sure that I've done what I can, because I don't want to send you away too early. If you do end up having pain, obviously you just come straight back to the clinic. Just hold your head up. Look straight ahead. Yeah. There is a little bit more. Do you have time for me to clean them a bit better? Honestly, as long as the blockage is removed, that is most certainly the main thing. I think we can both agree. Just taking a look at my tools to see if I have anything else that might be a benefit. Oh, okay. Do have this in there. Now, this brush does go deeper into the canal. Do not be startled, it won't hurt, but again, if you have any discomfort, please just tell me. Look straight ahead again for me. There's that. Yeah? It might even be ticklish, but don't worry. As we dried the wax, it is very easy to also get any dust out. Let's just check that on the outside as well a little bit. That's okay. I wish I had steadier hands for this job, but you. As long as I don't poke anyone's eardrum out. Probably shouldn't say that whilst I have a tool inside your ear. Yeah, I'm quite happy with that. If you're happy with it, I am happy with it. I can do a very basic hearing test on you. It is not with equipment, that is my only note. It's what we actually do when we have younger patients with us. It is your very basic left or right ear. You can just raise your hand or look in the direction that you hear the noise. Very simplistic in nature. It's just to make sure that your hearing is back to 1-on-1. Okay? The deeper noises, no one really struggles with them. It's the later. Yeah, the older you get, the frequencies that you can hear get less and less. Well, the higher pitch they are, which is why we have quite an array of things to test. And obviously when it's a child, you have to try and entertain them as much as possible, or when they're restless, it's incredibly hard to treat a restless patient. But it's understandable. You're tired, you don't feel good. This one actually, if you don't mind me reaching behind you, I do apologise, very unprofessional. This one is probably one of the most rated for nicest. Sure how many. Honestly, if a patient is presenting with limited capacity for hearing, we can normally tell right away, such as having to use a louder voice, but it's quite nice to speak in the lower tone. As you can imagine with the older patients as well, I very, very much have to enunciate every word. But yeah, your left and right is perfectly fine. If I look inside the ear, I can't see anything unless it's very, very deep inside your ear and you have a hidden crevice. You have a hidden area that I can't see. This is the last test, but I'm not worried about you at all. Although, I tell a lie, I can send you away with this liquid formula. If you feel your ears are starting to be congested again or blocked up or feel, you know, you can't hear, try this solution. I want you to use it in your ear and then lie down,
so the liquid stays in the canal for as long as possible, and then get tissue to remove anything that leaks out once you sit upright again. Is there anything else I can do for you? No? Alright, then you take this home with you. And I can give you some approved medical ear cleaning tools. Do not shove them in your canals or I will come after you. If you take these with you, thank you very much. And as cruel as this sounds, hopefully our paths don't meet again, because it means your ear health is fantastic. Thank you so much.